Now, a jazz moment. In the late 1950s, the U.S. State Department, under President Dwight Eisenhower, embarked upon a historic cultural diplomacy program in which American jazz musicians were sent abroad as cultural ambassadors. They traveled to such places as India, the Middle East, and even behind the Iron Curtain. It was the height of the Cold War.
If you listen to my recordings in Russia, you could be sent to Siberia or worse. But the doctors and the nurses and the students would very carefully listen to these recordings, and they had underground jazz meetings all the time.
NEA jazz master Dave Brubeck recalls how clarinetist Benny Goodman's 1962 trip to Russia paved the way for his own subsequent visits.
First went Benny Goodman, well received, and then much later, but people think I was first because they'd forgotten, the United States had forgotten, the Russians hadn't forgotten that Benny Goodman came there. They wanted us to play in stadiums, and I said, and my manager said, you know, we don't play in stadiums. We play in the best auditoriums, your concert halls. They said, it will be so mobbed that no concert hall's gonna hold us. Well, all 10 concerts sold out in 2 hours. That's what they think of jazz.
This Jazz Moment with pianist Dave Brubeck was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Delfio Marcellus.